Welcome to War of the Bay, episode what?
103.
103. Cool. I figured it out. You know, I figured it out when you go to sharktrapper.com. Like, it pissed me off because, like, I've been trying to add that banner to sharktrapper.com forever.
The Amazon banner?
The Amazon banner?
Yes.
So I've been trying to add it. I'm like, why the fuck is it not showing up? Do you know why it wasn't showing up?
Safari?
No, because I had Adblock installed on my fucking thing. And I'm like, oh, yeah, of course it's not showing the ad. Idiot. Fucking idiot. I feel like a dumbass.
Every once in a while, you beat by the computer.
Yeah. They best me every once in a while.
So is that a we're brought to you by Amazon?
Yeah. If you click on that link, if you go to sharktrapper.com and click on that link, it'll actually bring you to Amazon. You can do your normal shopping. But if you click on that link and you just, you know, you do your normal shopping and you buy something, we get a little portion of that. It costs you nothing. Other than what you would have paid anyways for Amazon.
It costs you to go to one extra website. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So, I mean, we talk a lot about Patreon and, mm-hmm. and giving us money. And you get, like, physically giving us money. You don't have to give us money here.
If you're not there yet, yeah. go to Amazon.
Go to Amazon. You're gonna buy that DVD. You're going to buy that comic book. You're going to buy that salt and pepper
Let's
shaker.
Let's level with you. You're going to do it anyway.
Yeah. So
might as well go through us.
Yeah. Go through us. Go to sharktrapper.com. Click on the link. And then buy on Amazon through us.
And,
why not?
And go through as normal. Proceed as normal.
Proceed as you normally would. And speaking of Amazon, of course, we are always brought to you by Audible.com.
Yes, it's an Amazon company.
It's an Amazon company. They have 180,000 titles, maybe more. I don't know.
At least
180,000 titles. So you can go to them. You can get an audiobook download. And that's another way that you can get something for free that we...
Wait, what's that website again?
Audibletrial.com/shark.
There you go.
And just go there, download an audiobook, or sign up for a free trial, and then we get a little bit of money from that as well.
And you get a free book.
And you get a free book.
No strings.
So do that. If you've got an Android, an iPod, a Kindle, or an MP3 player, you are in luck because you can get a free audiobook for that.
Which is nothing.
Nothing. So, without further ado, I think we're done. We're done in this little preview, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Welcome to War of the Bay 103.
Enjoy the show. Get drunk enough to not feel the cold.
Yeah. I'm that drunk right now. If you want to find a pond, I will jump in that pond and we'll
all
right. go.
We'll go find a pond after this podcast.
We'll go right now. Hey, everybody. Welcome to War of the Bay podcast. My name is Kyle.
My name is Nick.
And we're going to talk to you about a little bit of sports, Tampa Bay sports mostly. But hey, we're going to touch on a lot of national topics. So if you are a fan of sports, you are in luck because we're going to talk about them.
Woot.
Woot. Last week, I talked about, like, hey, everybody come to my house. We're going to have the first.
Yes, you invited everybody.
Yeah, Marquise Johns actually reached out to me about coming out, so I think I'm going to have him over. I mean, he's gonna come over and watch the game
for week one?
For week one.
That's going to be amazing.
I love that guy.
We are not far away from it.
No, we're...
We're 9 days away from opening.
Fuck.
Yeah, 9 days away from opening night.
What was the opening day last week? Was that the Jets?
No,
was that when I came to your
That's
place?
Opening Monday night. What am I talking about?
No, but like when I came to your place and we watched Geno Smith beat us and like Levante David had
that was week one. Remember when Levante David tackled him out of
Was that last year?
That was last year week one. Because
was it
we snatched defeat out of the jaws of victory of that game.
I want to say that it wasn't though.
No, I know it was. I promise you, it was last year.
All right, I'll trust you. I'll defer to you.
Yeah. Well, last year I just remember thinking we've got this game won. We've got this game won. Roughing the quarterback puts him in the shit.
Yeah, but wasn't Freeman? Freeman that was 2 years ago. It was 2 years ago.
Wasn't?
I think so. Yeah, it had to have been. That's how long you've been living at that place, man.
Oh,
think about that.
God.
You had cable then. you had Bright House cable then.
Yeah, thinking about that.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, I feel like that was a Shiano game. That was a Josh Freeman game.
Yeah, that was.
Think about it. Think about it. Jets, Bucks.
Whoever's listening right now, one of them, one One of the hundreds of fans that have downloaded this is screaming at their phone right now.
I'm going to say that was a couple of years ago.
Tweet at us.
Yeah, tweet me. Nick is at Inkman WOTB. I am at Kyle WOTB. And this is Word of the Bay.
Someone correct us. Please. It was either last year or the year before.
Yeah. No, I think it was the year before last. I do think that was the Shiano thing. Mm. Yeah.
I was on Reddit and I got they asked the questions like, what was your team's worst loss last year? Well, I said the Rams.
I would toss
with
I
Mike Evans being hurt. Mm. We had a chance to win that game, and then him being hurt lost us the game.
Fair enough.
And I was at that game, so I was like, God damn it.
That's good. Someone say like either the Falcons or the Ravens game were a better loss. In fact, the 30 for 30 podcast, when I guessed it on their podcast, they said, how bad was that Falcons loss for you? I'm like, you know what? Not really that bad, because after a certain point, you're just like, of course.
You're numb to it.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, we're already losing the game. Why not? Yeah, yeah. Pour it on, baby.
Yeah, absolutely.
Doesn't matter. And then like, well, doesn't that, what does that say about you? But like, we're the Bucks. 0-26. Like, yeah.
What does it say about any of us?
We've been there before. Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter. So, have we got on that?
I don't know. How did we get to that?
Yeah.
We were talking about the Geno Smith thing.
Oh, the Geno Smith loss?
Yeah, where Lamonte David decked him.
Yeah.
And that's how we got to that.
Yeah. So, okay. All right. Since we're on the topic, right off the bat.
Dive right in the NFL.
Right the fuck in, okay? Big loss here to the Cleveland Browns. We made Josh McCown look like Peyton Manning.
We made Josh McCown look like the guy we thought we signed.
Yeah. Wow. What a great way to put it, but you're right. You're 100% right.
Well, if you have... When you have over 200 yards in a preseason game, you're doing something right.
I would imagine so.
But... some say that we got a certain special type of excited for the Bengals because it was our first home preseason game. We hadn't won a preseason game since the year before last. You think Lovie Smith's like, look, we need to get these fans a victory tonight.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, for all intents and purposes, like what I hear from like the media was like, oh yeah, the Bengals didn't plan for the Bucks, but the Bucks planned for the Bengals.
Exactly. Well, that's bullshit because the Bengals did plan for the Bucks. They had that whole scheme to get Gerald McCoy, so they did plan for. So fuck that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Agree 100%.
I feel like we got up for. Well, I don't feel like. I know we got more up for the Bengals than we did for the Browns.
Yeah, I would say that. But at the same time, like
maybe the Browns got more up for us because it was McCown's team that. Cast him aside, and he wanted to come in and show all these people that, well, so what? So you're telling us that a team possessed can't be the team not possessed. And then the very next week, a team comes in with,
yeah.
So what was it for us? It was our second home game of the preseason?
Yeah.
We don't give a fuck. We just won last week. Fucking whatever.
Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah, that's just like Josh McCown to want to turn it on in the third preseason game that nobody's going to fucking remember. Like,
that's,
hey.
That's very Josh McCown of him.
Yeah. Remember when Josh McCown lit up the Bucks in the third preseason game of the season?
No. Nobody's going to say that.
Yeah, really.
So
go fuck yourself.
Yeah, exactly. But I will say it's a little concerning that Winston came out and said, I injured my ankle last game, and I wasn't 100%, and I participated because it was the third preseason game. And he brushed it off with an excuse of, it's okay, all of last year at FSU I had a high ankle sprain. And all that tells me, it's like, so you have ankle problems.
Yeah, or so you conceal injuries that we might need to know about.
Because all of last year, as a Seminoles fan, I didn't hear about his ankle. And now it's coming out that he had one the whole season?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you going to be lying to me next?
Christ, yeah. I mean, you saw him limp to the sideline on that third and 10 where he got sacked, and then he limped into the sideline?
Well, he didn't look... Okay, so when he ran for that touchdown against Cleveland...
Right.
He looked fresh. He looked...
You mean Cincinnati?
Cincinnati, sorry, yes. Yeah. Against Cincinnati, he looked fresh. Well, when he played Cleveland, he looked hampered by something. He looked... Like he was battling something. Well, now it turns out he was dealing with a high ankle sprain.
Yeah.
Well, that's concerning that you don't have the wherewithal to tell the coach it's not worth it to try and grind me out for a preseason game. Not to mention, it's not like we don't have a viable backup ready to take the game away.
Hey, we got the best backup.
Yeah. I would say our backup situation is tops in the league.
Yeah.
I mean, who else would you argue has a decent...
Pittsburgh Steelers, maybe. On, Michael Vick.
Well, Michael Vick. I'll give you two teams. So, well, three, including Pittsburgh. I say that between Josh McCown and Manziel, the drop-off's not bad.
Right.
And Buffalo. Tyrod Taylor to EJ Manuel. Yeah. I'd say, okay, it's 50-50. It's not like that. I don't say it's 50-50 in the Bucs. But if you're telling me that Jameis Winston gets hurt and Mike Glennon is going to take the reins, my for the season doesn't go any more than just, he's good enough.
Yeah, I guess. Okay, Glennon.
Yeah, he's not my future, but I wouldn't mind putting a few starts in his hands.
Yeah, you're very right. When I heard about Winston's ankle, I didn't hear about it in the actual game, but I heard about it after.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, and when I heard about it, I was like, yeah, that sucks, but whatever. You know, if Glennon has to start, then he has to start. I wasn't like, oh my God, the season's lost.
No.
Because, yeah, I don't.
Glennon has proven to me he can handle.
Yeah.
He can deal.
Yeah, he can deal. He'll be fine. Like, yeah,
he's not going to go out there and win the game for you, but he sure as shit's not going to go out there and lose it for you.
He'll go out there and quarterback us to an 8-8 season at the best.
If Mike Glennon could quarterback us to an 8-8 season, he needs to be the starter right now.
You're right.
I mean, I think we're starting Winston maybe because of the what if factor more than because we see what Glennon has to offer.
Yeah.
It's not that what Glennon has to offer us isn't appealing.
Oh no, make no mistake. We're starting Winston because it's just like, yeah, get out
He's
there, kid.
More appealing.
Right. Get out there and get the game.
Take your lumps.
Right,
we're not going to win the Super Bowl this season, and you know, maybe next season we can.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Best case scenario.
Best case scenario. You should figure out your rookie issues now. Next season, you Peyton Manning it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm down for that. Let's do that. Winston, come on.
Yeah.
But I guess he's okay for week one, from what he says. But then, like, I wouldn't be surprised if after the season, it's like, well, the whole season he had an ankle thing. It's like,
yeah,
oh,
he actually had a small fracture in his ankle, and he could play through the pain, so we didn't feel like reporting it. Well, great. Awesome.
Wonderful. Fuck you. God damn it. Okay, whatever.
This is why we have trust issues with the NFL.
Yeah.
Because as soon as something comes out, it's like, I don't know whether to believe you or wait and see. Or whatever, because...
No, trust us. We're the NFL.
Yeah,
hey, Tom Brady is guilty of cheating. Come on, buddy. Come on. Buddy. You want to know? Ray Lewis is innocent of murder. We're the NFL. Come on, baby.
Yeah. Byron Rodgers? Or Rodriguez? He did it.
He did it. Yeah. Shadow of a doubt. He did it. Gun was on him.
Yep.
Not a problem. Fucking did it.
You know, if he ever gets acquitted, you'll see him in the NFL.
Did it go off the other day about the Ravens owner saying like that the Patriots have been getting away with murder? like, what a poor choice of words.
Yeah. Someone's on the side and they're like, no.
Not with the murder thing. just chill out there.
Yeah.
Or we didn't talk about this. This is weeks old news, but remember when Chris Carter came out in the like they found in the rookie comments like the fall guy.
We talked about it.
Oh my God!
Like, yeah. When you make Sapp kind of like question whether or not you did something wrong.
Yeah,
because you know Warren Sapp was standing next to him, and he's just like the.
Oh shit! Oh, you just said that.
Wait, we're going about them. Wait, nobody tell me we're keeping it real with these guys.
Yeah, we're gonna. Like,
well, that was terribly racist on my part. I'm
don't
so
tell
sorry.
Him about the fucking Fall Guy thing, man. Don't tell him about
that's
the Fall
That's something
guy.
You do behind closed doors. Guys,
behind those. Oh my God.
Yeah. You need to do a public apology to everybody.
How dare you, Chris Carter? Oh Jesus.
Yeah.
But secretly they're like, yeah, but you should probably have Fall Guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Would you I'd be a Fall Guy for an NFL player.
So what are you going to do? Like,
you telling me he's going to pay me more than I can make anywhere else, and all I got to do is hold his weed if we get arrested.
But a couple, like, okay, so you get like a couple years in jail then.
Not even. Man,
you spent 2 years in jail. That's a lot of time.
You don't get 2 years in jail for possession the first time.
Okay.
Not to mention, you're going to get his lawyer.
How much money am I getting?
You're getting his lawyer.
I am Doug Martin's fall guy.
At least,
I won't say Jameis Winston because that's the easy thing to say. That's
You're Doug Martin's fall guy.
I'm Doug Martin's
fall
guy.
And he has a weed complex.
He has a weed complex. He loves to smoke the weed.
But you know what? He's going to pay twice your annual salary monthly to be his fall guy. He's got the money. Who the fuck cares?
Oh, yeah, baby. That's my weed. I did it.
Right in front of the cop. Just bring it out. Eat it. It's my
weed. That's mine. I did it. This guy, I talked him into it. He's sober.
He doesn't even want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be me.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'll do that.
I would. In the eyes of the Buccaneers, they would be like, we need to get him for every rookie.
Fuck, man. You know what you just made me realize?
We're doing the wrong line of work?
No, that Chris Carter is 100% correct and that there are the fall
He's
guys.
Absolutely correct.
Because I will do that. So, like, of course other people would do that.
Yeah, if you're questioning whether or not Chris Carter meant what he said, you're naive.
Yeah.
He's very he really meant it.
Yeah, that's a thing.
I think it was Herm Edwards that did the talks to the rookies. And before, this is while he was with ESPN. And he said, like, look, you got one house, one girlfriend, one car. Like, okay.
Yeah.
You know what? That might work on the Iowa State running back drafted in the sixth round.
That might work on fucking Ali Marpet.
But, you know, exactly.
Yeah.
But fucking Dez Bryant coming out of Oklahoma being like, now fuck you, man. I got four cars. And woo! Yeah,
I'm buying a fucking...
Yeah.
I'm buying a car
I bought a solid gold horse because I fucking can.
Oh, shit. I already bought a car.
Yeah.
I bought a car in my freshman year. That's not a...
I bought a car for my car.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Holy fuck. You better get a fall guy, man.
Yeah. That's the guy you reach out and it's like, look, pick one of your guys. Tell him he's getting an extra $40,000 a month. He takes everything.
Yeah, man, you're right. It's true.
And
the thing is
they're only so brave because they know somebody else has all their shit.
What do you mean?
Think about it. Would Des? Do you think that who shot himself in the leg in New York? Tyree?
No. Plexico Burress.
Burress. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect example. Do you think he went to that club with his liaisons that the team gave him? No.
No, he wouldn't.
Because they were the ones that would have held his gun.
Fuck.
He went out on his own and shot himself in a goddamn leg.
Oh my god, you're right. You're fucking right, man. Right.
He went off the fucking complex.
He did.
He went off the plan, carried his own gun, got caught with it.
Whoops.
Yeah.
And then he got released from the Giants. Or did he get released from the Giants?
Oh yeah, he went to jail. He got released. Of course he did.
No.
Kyle, he served a year and a half in prison.
Did he?
Yes.
Isn't that what got... Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he served... He went to prison.
And then he went to the Dolphins after that, right?
Yeah, I think he is...
The Dolphins is where everybody goes to die. You go to the Dolphins.
Except for Tanner.
Josh Freeman's there.
Except for... No, is he still there?
Yeah, he's still there.
Well, good
for
him.
Yeah, they re-signed him. There was a contract.
Is he the backup?
Or is he the
third string?
Yeah. He's backup.
Oh, he's backing up Tannehill?
I think so.
Wow, what a terrible decision.
And then Dominican
Wait a second. What's his name? Moore?
Matt Moore.
Matt Moore's not backing up. I'm pretty sure Matt Moore's still...
Just had Tommy John surgery, man. He can't back up. Same guy. Not a lot of people know that, but the Matt Moore that's on the Rays and the Matt Moore that's on the Dolphins, same guy. Same dude. Yeah.
I saw that and this was odd for a backup. I saw that the Panthers today signed an extension with Derek Anderson for 2 years.
He's still around?
Yeah, as a backup.
Oh, yeah. He beat us. If you recall.
You know, he's going to be the next
First
Charlie Batch. Charlie Batch is just going to stick around and be behind Ben Roethlisberger until his arm falls off.
You know who's going to be the next Derek Anderson?
He's already tired. Mike Glennon?
Yeah.
No, I don't think that. I think Mike Glennon goes the way of Matt Cassel. I think he gets thrown into a starting position, proves he's not worth it, and then... Bleep.
So, he goes to the Texans. And
I already called it 2 episodes ago. Mike Glennon, Texans make a playoff push. And whoever goes down for them, and they're going to be like, all right, we'll offer you a second-round pick for Mike Glennon.
I don't know, man. I hear, Brian Hoyer's, I hear good things about Brian Hoyer this year. I don't pay attention to the AFC, but apparently...
Did he get awarded the starting position?
Well,
it's either him or Mallett.
Yeah,
so.
Really, yeah.
Well, actually, no, you're right. I have
It's going to be Brian Hoyer.
It's Hoyer, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be Brian Hoyer.
But, I mean, so you're telling me between three quarterbacks, you wouldn't choose Glennon over Hoyer and Mallett?
Fuck, you're right.
Somebody on the Texans right now is sitting there looking and drooling over Mike Glennon.
Ah, you're right. Yeah, Mike Glennon. Who knows? Because there's an X factor to him. Like he hasn't started long enough to get it.
His sophomore year, he comes in, he throws more touchdowns than picks. That right there tells me kid can do something. And he did it on a terrible fucking team.
Yeah, he did.
He had QB numbers than, I wouldn't say most, but half of the league. Because obviously, when you only start 6-7 games, your numbers are skewed. But he's going to be a starter in this league somewhere. And mark my words, it's going to be for a playoff team.
He's going to be, I think, you know, whether you might be right, whether or not he plays for a playoff team remains to be seen. But I think that he is going to be your next Sage Rosenfeld, yep. your next Charlie Batch, your next Cordell Stewart.
We will be hearing about him for a while.
Yeah.
He will not go away. He's going to be and you know what? He's proven that he's good enough and smart enough to keep his mouth shut and keep his salary and just be on a team.
Yeah. He's going to be 35 years old backing somebody up, and that's who he's just going to be. And I think
we could all do worse.
I think with him, he's just like, yeah, fucking, I'm cool with that. Like, I'll do that.
So you're telling me I'm going to make millions a year and I have to run the backups? Okay.
All right. It's cool with
me. I think that's a great, honestly, I think having a dream job. Wow, he looks stoned there.
Wait, when are we tied with? Wait,
New Orleans.
New Orleans, 31-31.
First game of last year, wasn't it?
Was it?
Look at the uniforms. It was last year.
Yeah, it was last year. But like, when were we tied?
It was the first game. Remember, the last game against New Orleans was.
We went to overtime with New Orleans.
we're so out of football. We just like last year. We mentally erased.
Yeah, dude. Last year was just I was just numb to that entire season. It was just like, yeah, I know what to expect. We have Josh McCown as our quarterback. What the fuck? Like there's no way that we can salvage anything that looks like
week
a
five
fucking win.
It was week five. We lost
five. At the Mercedes-Benz Super Bowl.
Also known as the...
Oh, dude, week one. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so yeah. To answer the question at the beginning of the podcast, it was 2 years ago because week one was against the Carolina Panthers. And I do remember that now because I was there. I was at that game. And I saw...
That means you and I went 3 years ago to opening day against the Browns.
I do remember that game because I just looked at that highlight package. So let's toast to that. Yeah, baby.
Can we just...
Did we win that
game? I want to win some
games. Did we win that game?
I just want to win some games.
We won that game, right?
The Browns? Of course we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Josh Freeman, baby.
Yep.
Yeah.
I remember you and I were so high on his dick. We were like, Josh Freeman, this is the year he fixes it. And by week four, he was benched for Glennon.
Well, I mean...
That's also when he did lots of cocaine.
Who could see that coming? Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, he lost a bunch of weight. What was that? Oh, he just stopped eating fast food. No, he did fucking a shit ton of cocaine.
Yeah, he didn't sleep for 3 weeks.
Yeah, he did all of the coke, for fuck's sakes. Yeah, right.
Oh, look at those old uniforms.
Yeah.
Derek Anderson.
Yeah, Derek Anderson starting for Cleveland there. First and something.
I was wrong. That was Jake Delhomme.
Oh, you're right. Jake Delhomme.
That was who's the white all-star or who's the all-star remake?
Peyton Hillis.
Peyton Hillis, that's it.
Yeah.
Is this the game that Rondae Barber caught that 99-yard and then No. That was the Saints and we didn't score on that play. On that drive, I remember.
Really?
Rondae Barber picked a ball off and he got caught from behind.
No. Was it that?
It was the Saints. I remember it was the Saints.
Are you thinking of Vincent Jackson when he had that big play? Or maybe
why would Vincent Jackson pick a ball off?
Shut up.
No, you're absolutely right. Vincent Jackson, it was a blown up play, and he ran for 99 yards, got to the one, and we couldn't pound it in.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Look at Josh
Freeman. I was thinking of this game when Rondae Barber returned the ball 90 yards and didn't score because he got caught.
Dude, Josh Freeman staring down his receivers, fucking...
doing Josh Freeman things.
Doing Josh Freeman things.
Look how old those uniforms look, even just from 2 years.
14-3. Oh shit.
Wait.
Oh, yeah, this is it.
This is Barber.
So
yeah, he gets caught.
Rondae Barber intercepts the ball.
And he's just not Rondae Barber anymore.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, dude, you know what? That was sad because it's like that right there is the end of, like, That is the epitome of the end of the 2000 era Buccaneers.
Yep. That, like, that moment right there.
Rondé
that,
Barber getting caught from behind, because you're so used to just seeing him take it to the house of just like, oh yeah, we're, yeah, you know, touchdown. This is a touchdown here. But no, it's
nope.
You know, he intercepts it and then he takes it to the one, and then they rely on the offense to take it back into to from that point. Fucking, why is it still?
Well, the video's frozen. So while we're still on the Bucks, let's maybe jump to current.
Hold on, I want to see how this game ends. So it's 14-3.
What do you mean you know how the game ends? We know we were there.
Hold on. I don't remember. Josh Freeman, first and goal. Josh Freeman dropping back, looking, fires, throws it to Mike Williams. Oh, my God.
Tosses it up. That was Mike Williams' first touchdown as a Buck. I remember.
Shades of Joe Giravicious tosses it up to himself, like deflects it to himself.
What happened? What happened to that? What happened to Mike Williams from Josh Freeman? That connection just died.
Yeah, Mike Williams is just not doing anything anymore.
He's out of the Buffalo, right?
Yeah, or I don't know what he's doing anymore. Third and 10, Josh Freeman throws it up, end zone.
Wow, nice.
Wow.
That was pretty.
Fuck yeah, man. I forgot all about that shit. Man,
that's what happens when you don't do coke.
What a game, dude. What a game. Remember, Josh Freeman was the man for us back then. He was the absolute man.
And the game's over. We won 17-14.
Wow, dude.
We celebrated the shit out of that game.
Dude, who was 81 back then? Who was that?
81?
Yeah, he throws it to 81 in the end zone. Who was that again? Might I remind you, this is going on a podcast. Everybody knows. Was it a Release Ben? Who the fuck was that?
No, Release Ben was 17.
Fuck, man. I don't remember.
I don't know.
Yeah, neither do I.
All right.
Tweet me. Derek Sharple. Somebody tweet me.
Let's bring it to current.
Hey, right, speaking of Derek Sharple, man.
What?
This week, I'm going on the Oversell podcast.
Is this when you get to go on do the 90s? And
oh,
the...
God. I don't know what I'm going to say.
You remember NWO? Being betrayed by Hogan. And Sting.
No, we got to talk about. We're going to talk about the Montreal Screwjob. I know that. So we're going to talk about Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels. Mm. We're going to talk about the Attitude Era. Oh man. Oh, I can't wait.
Do some research.
I have been researching.
Good.
And I've been channeling 13-year-old Kyle about the Attitude Era of
Does he keep reminding you just to masturbate?
He just keeps reminding me to masturbate.
It's like, yeah, that's not important now.
Stop. What did Triple H do?
You have the internet. What are you doing?
Did he pedigree Mankind onto thumbtacks? Like, yeah, that happened at fucking SummerSlam?
I was listening to the Shark Dropper podcast on the way here, actually, the episode where you guys had JJ and Anthony on. And it was like, pictures don't do it for you anymore because you have fast internet and they load videos like that.
Yeah.
So videos don't, or pictures don't do anything for you.
Oh yeah, pictures.
I remember when I was a kid. That's how I got introduced into internet porn was pictures.
Pictures most definitely still do it for me.
No.
Like, oh
no.
Oh no. Yeah.
My imagination is wiped.
Okay. Reddit.com.
Oh, I think I'm on there more than you are.
www.reddit.com/r/onoff.
On off is great.
Yeah.
On off is,
and those
wonderful.
Are just pictures. Those are just pictures. Come on.
Wait.
Go fuck yourself.
All right, we're off the rails. I wanted to bring it back to current Bucks.
Okay, well, okay. I think we might be out of... we're just about time for a break.
Okay.
Let's take a quick break.
We've done nothing.
We've done nothing up to this point. But after this, we're gonna come back at you with a lot of fucking content.
We're really lucky that hockey's off season right now.
Oh, but I got a couple...
We'll cover that in 5 minutes. We've got...
two hockey things I want to cover.
I know. Well, let's tease them. What are they?
I want to talk about Patrick Kane.
Ooh.
And I want to talk about the Toronto Blue Jays as it relates to a hockey player in this area. Mm. I think we all know who.
Ooh.
So, yeah, that's my teaser.
So stay after the break to hear more.
Okay, Nick, audibletrial.com/shark.
You know the deal.
What did we say? What can we say that hasn't already been said about Afghanistan?
Whoa.
Yeah, it's been bombed out.
Jeez.
Depleted.
It's a parking lot.
Parking lot. No.
So,
you said it, not me.
I did. Whatever.
Okay.
But go to www.audibletrial.com/shark to get yourself a free ebook and free 30-day trial with over 180,000 titles to choose from. It's almost 200,000. And I'm sure eventually they're going to tell us that they've upped it to 200,000. So you know what? I guarantee you they have a book for you.
Yeah. I've been reading A Picture of Dorian Gray lately, which is a great book. I went from Stephen King to A Picture of Dorian Gray, which is fucking crazy. Oscar Wilde, Stephen King. That's a big
transition. It's a big jump back in time.
Yeah. So it's been a transition, but it's a great book. It's a great book to download. It's a great book to listen to. Nick pour me another whiskey, or another, what is this?
Burp. This is rum.
Sailor Jerry's. All right. Some questionably sober takes on sports.
Why is all the rum gone?
So, A Picture of Dorian Gray. It's a great book that I've read so far. I've read about a third of the book. It's very interesting so far. If you're not into 1800s literature, that's fine, but it's still a very interesting book. It's kind of a portrait of a man who does not wish to get old, so wishes his portrait to get old, so he makes a Faustian deal in order to have his portrait age in place of him. And it explores that general theme. So it is a very interesting book, and it kind of makes me think about my own youth and my own vitality. So
if you want to think,
that is a great book to check out. If you don't want to think, check out fucking Harry Potter by Jim Dale. Yeah,
or you can go Lord of the Rings, where Smeagol.
Yeah, go to Smeagol.
Those are both terrible impressions. And I mean, I'm...
What's no. Tabitus? Do it. Wait, do yours.
What's Tabitus, precious?
What's in this pocket?
Simple, stupid, fat hobbits is ruining it.
Smeagol.
All right, this commercial went off the rails.
It went off the rails. Anyways, audibletrial.com/shark. Nick, do you have anything to add?
Go there.
Fuck yeah. Cool shit. All right, I don't know what we talked about in the first half.
Yeah, we have to be a little more poignant.
All right.
So we were on the Bucks.
Yes.
Let's stay with them.
Yes.
We've had a few big things in the NFL. Roster cutdowns.
There's been some roster cutdowns.
We've gone from 90-something to 75 now.
75 men.
So this is the roster cut for 75 men.
Right. So, I mean, a lot of those guys are just can't meet, just dudes, whatever.
Just bodies to pound against and send on their way.
Yeah. So some of the big names that were cut this week from the
Buccaneers. I know we had at least one.
Yeah. Michael Koenig,
who was a starter for us last year.
Josh Allen, Robert Horan, Leonard Johnson.
Ooh.
So, you know, some of the bigger
some guys
names.
Who played roles last year for us.
Yeah. Michael Koenig, one of the biggest ones, I would say.
Well, arguably one of the most overpaid punters.
Punters in the league, yeah. I mean, he was having some problems doing kickoffs this year.
Which is honestly the reason why we kept him. Yeah. Because our kicker last year, Murray, couldn't do kickoffs.
Right.
He couldn't kick it that far.
So we, I don't know what happened with this, but we still have Pat Murray. We signed Connor Barth again.
We re-signed Connor Barth because, yay.
And then we have something Shrum.
I have no idea.
Punter, something Shrum.
Yeah, you're asking me to name fucking punters and everything in preseason? That's much. It's a bit much.
It's Shrum. And I know that Bucks Brief tried to make a joke about it by saying, relating Shrum to, I forget what song they related him to. Shroom. But anyways, I related Shroom to the Bum Bum song.
Oh, by Tom Green.
Yeah, my Shroom is on the team. Yeah. My Shroom is on the team.
Honestly, all I think of...
Look at me.
Daddy, would you like some sausage? Ding! Daddy, would you like some sausage?
Yeah, I forget what song he related it to.
Oh.
But...
Remember when Tom Green was important?
Yeah, he was at one point.
Canada's biggest export.
My bum is alone. 1, 2, 3, 4. My bum is all alone. So, yeah, I mean,
that was on TRL.
I was on TRL.
That's how long ago that happened.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is anybody surprised Michael Kanin got shot or got cut?
No. I thought that was a long time coming. I mean, he made too much money for a punter, so.
Oh, absolutely.
I saw that coming from a mile away.
So, I know. I don't mean to take away from the Bucks, but there was a few cuts on the 75-man roster that were a little surprising to me. And honestly, both of them came from the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
They let go of Fred Jackson.
Yeah.
Knowing that Shady McCoy's questionable for week
LeSean
one.
LeSean McCoy, you mean?
Well, Shady McCoy's the same.
Shady McCoy. Okay, sure.
But they had him prepped for being the number one running back, and now he's doubtful for week one, and they still let go of Fred Jackson.
Fuck it.
I don't agree. He's been there for 10 years.
Yeah, dude, I know what you mean. Yeah, I mean, like, he's been the guy when CJ Spiller was down. They had
exactly
they
was,
Fred
that
Jackson.
Was the two-headed dragon.
Yeah.
Well, apparently it's come out that the GM has unincluded all sports-related personnel in that decision.
Interesting.
So the GM didn't consult the coach. Didn't consult the offensive coordinator. Nobody. He just fucking.
Yeah, that speaks of a clusterfuck to me.
Yeah,
that just says exactly. That, okay, yeah, this is a clusterfuck.
Yep. And yeah. They go about to trade for. They didn't even sign him free agent. They traded for Matt Cassel. And now the Buffalo Bills are finding out what.
Wait. Then who's the quarterback of Kansas City?
Alex Smith.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You're a few years behind, man.
Yeah. Continue.
So Matt Cassel got traded for. So when you trade for a person, you have to guarantee them their roster. Oh, this is Tom Green. The man is all alone.
The Swedish is all alone. It's my favorite part. My bum
is all alone. I remember rocking out to this.
One, two, three, four. My bum is all alone. 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 My bum is all alone.
Get the poo off my bum! Get the poo off!
I need the poo off my bum! I gotta get the poo off my bum! Poo-poo! I wanna hear the cannon! Don't let me hear the cannon! No, no, no! They're not the loon! Bum is on the loon! Bum is on the loon! Bum is on the loon!
You know how he's Canadian? He knows what a loon is.
Yeah. I wanna hear the cannon! Get the poo off my bum. Can I hear the loon again? Okay. I want to hear the loon again.
Okay.
Jesus.
I'm sorry. I had to hear that for a second. Dude, I'm going to do the Oversoul podcast tomorrow night, and the bum bum song is where I connect to that person in my life.
Really? Is that time when pro wrestling was...
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. So, the Bum Bum song, Islands of Adventure, and The Rock. That is 13-year-old me in a nutshell. And Pokemon cards. Pokemon cards. Number four.
So, now that you completely successfully derailed this topic...
But what were you talking about?
Matt Cassel.
Okay, yes.
Which, oddly enough, probably when this song was popular is the last time he was relevant.
Last time he was relevant, yeah. I'm done. I'm out. I'm done. I'm done with the podcast. I'm out.
All right, so Kyle's walking away. Wow. Oh.
Jesus Christ. Okay. But no, you're right. So... Matt Cassel now on...
I'm just going to let you take this. Go ahead.
On the Bengals. Matt Cassel, I was clearly on the Bengals. Wow, this is the worst War of the Bay podcast we've ever done.
Oh, that's not true.
Yeah, that's true. We've done worse.
We've done much worse.
Okay. No. Seriously, like the Matt Castle point that you're making, where were you at with that?
I was just saying that it's a little foolish because I feel like the way the Bills went about this, they traded for him, which means when you trade for a player, you guarantee him the salary for the year.
Right.
He's a veteran. He's going to get the money that he's owed. So you're going to pay him a $500,000 roster bonus to making the roster out of camp. So it's $500,000 you'll never see again because he's a veteran.
Yeah.
And then you go into preseason game number 4 with him still on the roster, and you're guaranteeing his veteran minimum in the contract is $4.5 million you have to pay him to cut him. So you're paying Matt Castle $4.5 million to go sit on his couch.
Wait, how many quarterbacks did the Bills pay this year? Like 5?
I mean, they're still on the books for Fitzpatrick.
Christ
who's
almighty.
Now the starting quarterback.
Christ
no,
almighty.
Wait, no. He's their backup in New York.
Yeah.
Where Rex Ryan left. But I think he's starting because Geno Smith still broken jaw, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to see Ryan Fitzpatrick as the starter for the New York Jets get week 1.
He still got his shit knocked in. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, real quick. Let's run through a couple things because
time is
of the essence. We got to get some baseball. We haven't talked baseball.
Yep.
We got to talk some baseball, but like we still got some red topics and some green topics.
I was about to say, well, honestly, the green ones are not concerning to me as much.
I do want to talk about them, though.
Well, that's fine. We will. We'll, fuck it. It's our show. We'll run long.
All right. Real quick. RG3, what do you think?
I think he's done in the league.
Yeah.
I don't think he has the skill set to come back on another team.
Absolutely. And I know, like Nick says skill set, and I know that is a bullshit ESPN term, but he is right because it's... The dude just doesn't have what it takes.
He doesn't. Whatever you want to call it, if it's chutzpah, if it's dedication, if it's skill set, whatever term you choose, Robert Griffin III does not have the mental capacity to be a professional quarterback and to be a starter because he can't command an offense. They don't respect him.
Dude, I knew that. Like his rookie year, I was on board. You know,
everybody was. Who wasn't on board for RG3?
Oh, yeah.
We thought we were getting an injection of two amazing quarterbacks in the league between Andrew Luck and RG3. We thought, oh, my God, here's the next Manning and Brady.
Yeah, we all thought, here's the guy. Here's the dude that's going to make it work as, like, a mobile QB slash or, you know, an athletic QB slash.
We thought Michael Vick 2.0.
Yeah, Michael Vick 2.0.
And then you realize Michael Vick can throw the deep ball much better.
Okay. All right. Hold on. I'm gonna fucking derail the podcast again. But
good.
Do you remember Madden 2004 where Michael Vick was on the cover?
Yeah, he was untouchable.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God. He was the greatest.
He had a 99 speed as a quarterback.
Yeah, what the fuck was that? you could just pick the Atlanta Falcons and win the fucking game.
On scrambling.
Wasn't that insane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the year we made Kelsey Sadia?
That was not the year we made Kelsey Sadia, but that was the year that we had a Halo tournament at my mom's house, and it eventually devolved into a Madden tournament. Where, you know, every Madden tournament is this. Oh! Like, fucking every play.
Every play.
Every play.
I do remember... Wait, hold on. Let's see if I can do this correctly. We were playing, and it was with the Rams, and Danny Amendola.
Nope.
His head turned.
No. Incorrect.
But it was with the Rams, though, wasn't it?
Yes. You're thinking of Jason Sehorn.
His head turned around. Like, so part of the... One of the issues... I turned my mic off for a second.
Yeah,
one of the issues in old Madden
was... It was like Madden 02.
Yeah, but the eyes forever tracked where the ball was.
Yeah.
Even if their head couldn't do that.
Yeah.
So... Jason Sehorn went up to catch a ball, and his head twisted around and basically caught the ball through his chest.
Yeah, basically exorcist around. Like, his head went through his chest and out his back and then up through and then...
All keeping eye contact with the ball.
Interception. Granted, Nick... I want to say that Nick was playing me as the Rams.
Oh, you and I were both definitely there.
So it was a bunch of horse shit on my part. Nick got an interception, but...
We watched that replay many, many times.
Yeah, many, many times. Yeah, yeah, yeah. How did we get here? Matt Castle. Matt Castle, RG3.
Thanks, alcohol.
RG3 is done.
RG3 is done in this league.
Yeah. Kirk Cousins is starting. RG3 is fine.
Well, Kirk Cousins will also, I think, gives the Washington Redskins the best chance to win. I mean, I know that sounds kind of like asinine, but came into preseason as a backup, and I think they finally figured out that RG3 is not worth their time.
No, you're right. You're absolutely
right. So I think Gruden's come to terms the fact that he's not going to be the resurrection project that he once was, and to keep his job, he needs to start the best guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because honestly, I feel like Jay Gruden's really quickly becoming Rex Ryan.
I don't know. I think that whole franchise is just a fucking joke. It's just a big joke.
They're not run well. They're not.
Not in the slightest.
And like, the funny thing is you look at the Bucks and you're like, we're the ones pointing fingers. And they say, you know, people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. But you took Raheem Morris from us, so what the fuck does that mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. See, that's the thing. you're exactly right, because that's the thing. As Bucks fans, we're throwing stones at the Redskins fans.
Yeah, like,
your franchise is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Coming from a piece of shit franchise.
Coming from us. Come on. You suck.
It's true.
When you know when we tell you you suck, you know you suck.
You do suck. You do suck.
Like, I think there's probably, like, two teams I'm very easily pointing out that's been worse than us. And it's Washington and Cleveland.
And Oakland.
Yeah, Oakland. Fuck Oakland, because at least we beat you.
Yeah, yeah. Cleveland. In fact, I'll put Cleveland above those two.
Really?
Oakland and Washington are clearly the shittiest franchises since we've won the Super Bowl. Do you remember when Joe or fucking Steve Spurrier took over the Redskins?
Yeah, for a hot minute.
Or the red N words. And
yeah. Well, he was the one that brought back the R. On the helmet, and they're like, "No, we need to go back to heritage." And then
I'm banging the mic on my head.
And fucking Spurrier is just like, "Man, this NFL thing is hard."
Fuck it, I'm going back to college.
I'm on South Carolina. Hey, yeah.
That's how Nick Saban got his idea. Hey, fuck it, I'm going to Alabama. Fuck LSU.
No, you mean fuck Miami.
Fuck Miami and LSU. I'm going to fucking Alabama. See, greatest coach in college history. What about the Dolphins? Ah, fuck it. I just won two championships. Yeah.
What about Miami? It's a great vacation spot.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right. So we have one more. Talked about Castle, RG3. I see you have a GMC marking up here. So what's that?
At Pro Football Focus ranked Jerry McCoy the 34th player in the league currently. The top defensive tackle in terms of, or they graded him as the top defensive tackle.
So he's the best at his position.
The best at his position.
Well, that's cool.
Granted, you know, the J.J. Watts of the world were not graded as a defensive tackle because they're not strictly a defensive tackle.
Yeah, well, he runs in a 3-4 defense, right?
Right.
So he's technically a defensive end.
Right. So, you know, they didn't grade some of the bigger players in the NFL as a defensive tackle. Yes. Gerald McCoy again is at 16 sacks. He had 16 sacks the last two seasons. That leads all defensive tackles in sacks. I don't know. I thought it was a cool thing that Pro Football Focus did. That
it's a nice little tidbit to us. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'll never take the recognition away because he earned it.
Yeah. He 3 consecutive years as a Pro Bowler.
On a terrible team.
On a terrible team. That's all I'm going to say. All I'm going to say.
We just need to start supporting him.
Yeah.
God, do we need a defensive end? I mean,
yeah.
Why? Wait.
Jaquez Smith, please.
So you're telling me we didn't sign Abraham when he was out there just as a free agent for why?
John Abraham, really?
Well, I mean, he was released. It's like, what? You're telling me he can't help?
Yeah, fine. Dude, what is what's this fuck doing?
I don't know what that means. JPP?
No.
Who's what's his fuck?
He's played for the Panthers.
Gaines Adams?
And then he played for the Bears.
He's dead.
He's dead. That will be my. That's Gaines Adams is my all time favorite Buccaneers draft pick. We drafted him.
He's dead.
We
grains at him. He's not a fucking corn.
Dude, we drafted Gaines Adams, what was it, 7th overall?
I don't go down professional career.
He was the first round draft pick of the 2007 draft. We drafted him with our first overall pick in 2007, and he's the fourth overall pick in 2007.
So what's the worst case scenario to think you can come out of the league? Washing cars at a fucking local car.
Okay, motherfuckers. The 2007 draft goes as follows. Marcus Russell, number one. Okay, fine. He was a bust.
That guy sucks.
He's done. Calvin Johnson, the greatest wide receiver in the last decade. Yeah.
Not a bust.
Joe Thomas, the greatest offensive tackle in a decade. Not a bust. Number four, Gaines Adams is...
he's dead. He's dead. How bad off are you? You're dead.
He's dead. Jamarcus Russell isn't dead. Okay?
He's still collecting taxes. Yeah. Oh, this is the worst episode of Word of the Bay we've
Jesus
ever done.
Christ. Okay, all right. Number five, Levi Brown, Atlanta Falcons. Or Washington Redskins, Levy Brown. Arizona Cardinals.
Seems to still be ticking.
He's at least he's alive.
I mean, he sells insurance, but he's alive.
He's still living. Okay, I will contend. Like I've said this many times on the podcast before.
The 2007 Bucks draft
was
terrible.
The worst. The worst. Like, find me a worse draft than the 2007 draft. All right, let's go down the list. First overall pick. Fourth overall. Here we go. Gaines Adams. Dead. He's dead. He's no longer amongst the living. He's dead. He's an ex-defensive tackle. Okay.
Current corpse.
Current corpse. Jesus Christ. Number two. Aaron Sears. Who the fuck knows? He's crazy. He's not playing football.
He's not dead.
He's not dead, but he's not.
But he got excused for unsolicited or unnotified reasons. He's left the team.
And nobody's heard from him since. Okay, he was our first second round pick. Our second round pick was Savvy Piscatelli, who's signed a development deal with the WWE and began training with the
wow,
Orlando.
This comes full circle to the podcast you're going to be
You know who told me this was Derek Chappelle. He said that,
of course he did.
That Savvy Piscatelli is now wrestling with the WWE. So
you know who he's in the likes of? The Miz,
yeah.
That
the fucking Miz
from Road Rules?
Or
Real World.
Yeah.
I don't know which part of he was.
Yeah, no, from the Real World, and also I think like Theo from the Road Rules became a wrestler.
Whatever. Apparently if you can act and you're ripped, you can.
Yeah. All right, with the number three pick, the Buccaneers at 2007 select Quincy Black, who is out of the league. Last playing for I think is the New Orleans Saints. Yeah, he last played for the Bucks. Actually,
he came back.
Bust number three. All right, cool. Fourth round pick, Tampa Bay Buccaneers select safety Tanner Jackson, who is out of the league.
He's under indefinite
suspension.
Wow, Mark Dominic, good job. Did you see my tweet earlier?
No.
Did you know two experts they had on the same panel today on ESPN?
Who?
Just guess. I guarantee you it has Bucks relations.
Mark Dominic and Bruce Allen.
You got half it correct.
Mark Dominic and Rich McKay.
Nope, keep going.
Mark Dominic and Greg Schiano.
Yes.
Are you fucking kidding
me? Our two experts.
Oh my God. On who?
On the NFL Network. Or on the NFL show. Okay. So the thing is I posted, it's just like, this is why we call you the four-letter network. You do shit like this and call them experts.
Because you suck.
Greg Schiano and Mark Dominic running a segment.
Yeah.
Whatever it's going, whatever they're saying, I'm going against.
Okay, we make fun of the 07 draft right now, but like the 07 draft brought the likes of Adrian Peterson,
Patrick
Calvin
Willis, Marshawn Lynch, Darrell Revis.
Yeah. Dwayne Bowe, Brandon Mayweather, fucking
Anthony Spencer, Eric Weddle,
Greg Olson. Need we continue Zach Miller,
Sidney Wright,
Lamar Woodley,
Steve Smith
from the Giants, who we actually signed, you know, but still.
Oh wow.
It's
a deep draft and we got nobody. Our lead guy's dead.
I'm done.
That's how good we did with that draft. The guy we picked first died.
Okay, well, let's leave it at that. I'm done talking about football.
Okay, so what hockey? What did you want to talk about with hockey?
There's two things in hockey I wanted to talk about specifically. The first that came out, I think it was last week or perhaps the week before, Steve Stamkos did batting practice with the Blue Jays. To which I will say, fuck off, Blue Jays. Fuck off. Stay away from our guy. That is our Stamkos. You stay away from him.
Wait, why would he do it with the Blue Jays?
I don't know. I guess you know, because the Blue Jays are the hot team right now. And, you know, they're the team that everybody's covering.
Well, of course, because they made their rocket ascension into number one over the Yankees.
There's like a big sports boner in Toronto right now.
Well, because they literally traded for everybody.
Yes.
Like, they got Josh Donaldson, they got David Price.
And they got Troy Tulowitzki.
Yeah. Well, what, did they get Donaldson? Maybe I made that up.
Well, they got Donaldson.
Did they?
I
don't know. They're leading our fucking division. Boston's in last place. Orioles have taking a nosedive. Oh, yeah, Google. Did you see Google's new logo?
Yeah,
Google
cool.
has a new logo.
Oh, I guess.
It's not cool. It's nothing different. They block lettered it.
Oh, who the fuck cares?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But did they get Josh Donaldson? Is he on the... Yep. He's on the Blue Jays. I was right. I know sports.
Bum, 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 bum.
Is that a tease?
Bum, 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 bum. Yeah, it's a tease.
Okay.
Okay, no, but I just think it's a little silly that Blue Jays fans kind of get all crazy about Steven Stamkos, even, you know.
Tell you what, the closest you'll ever see Steven Stamkos into a Maple Leaf jersey is seeing him in a Blue Jays jersey. That is the closest you'll ever get to see him anywhere near your hometown. I'm sorry. No, there's no way we let him go.
Nicholas. I hope so.
Look, as the Rays expert on this pod, or on the Lightning expert on this podcast, take my words. There's no way that Steve Yzerman will let Stamkos walk away from this team.
I hope so.
Don't hope. Just know I'm right.
Okay. I'll trust you.
That's fucking dangerous, man. Why are you logging into Facebook over here?
I don't know. I got a notification from Zach Smith, so I just need to check it.
I'm gonna look through all your shit.
Look through all my shit, motherfucker. And then the second hockey news,
which is one I wanted to talk about more than,
is Patrick Kane. There's trade talks about Patrick Kane.
Because the allegations?
Yeah, because of the allegations of sexual assault. So,
well, if there's trade talks, then there must be some kind of validity to what he's done.
I think
because there's no trade talks for somebody of his caliber unless he's done something
absolutely. So, I don't know. I don't think they trade him. I think he's a Blackhawk.
Oh, yeah. He is a Blackhawk.
Blackhawk. Big Blackhawk. So, yeah. Good for you, fucking Blackhawks. Enjoy that. Enjoy it.
If
you're a fan of the Blackhawks, you know, if you're a big fan of the Blackhawks, that's fine. You know, enjoy your Stanley Cup champion. I hope you had fun this year.
Choke on your goddamn whatever you're consuming.
But just know now how I feel as a Bucks fan. As a Bucks fan rooting for a guy of questionable repute.
That's easily to say about Patrick Schuch. Yeah, it's definitely questionable because we haven't found out the truth yet.
Yeah, know how it feels, Blackhawks fans. I root for a football team where our quarterback is now a man of questionable repute.
Yeah.
Now your forward is a man of questionable repute. So how's it feel?
Yeah. So you know what? If you want to take that high road, get rid of him.
Are you going to stop supporting him?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No.
You're not going to because you love them so much, don't you?
Oh, no. There's always an exception for your player.
Oh, yes,
if Steven Stamkos committed rape, I guarantee you, you and I would come up with 20 different ways as to why he's innocent.
Oh, no. I would not. I would not declare him innocent at all.
I would.
No.
I would fight
absolutely
for his innocence.
No, absolutely not. I would say, yeah, he's guilty of what he's done, but I still love the Tampa Bay Lightning. That's the thing. Winston, I feel... Is
he's not the Bucks? He is a Buck.
He is a Buck. Exactly. Great way to put it. I'm not calling him innocent or guilty. I'm saying that I side more with the guilty verdict. Mm-hmm. But he's a Buck, and I'm a Bucks fan, so I support the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
This year in Rays baseball made it completely between losing Stamkos last year, or not Stamkos, but losing St. Louis last year.
Uh huh.
And going through the offseason we did with the Rays and losing Zobrist, I've now renounced my faith in players and put my faith in teams.
Yeah.
I'm a Lightning fan. I'm a Rays fan. I am a Bucks
fan. Yeah.
Whatever compilation of athletes you assemble to make up those teams are the guys I root for. That's it. I mean, I want Zobrist to do well in Kansas City. That's great. He's not a Ray. I don't root for him. That's it. That's how that breaks down.
Yeah.
And Winston is on my team. I want us to win. So, honestly, how can I not wish for the Bucks to win and not for Winston to do well as well?
I agree.
So
I want the Bucks to win.
That's it. That's your goal.
Yeah.
So you don't care if it's Winston leading us or Doug Martin or Gerald McCoy, and we have the best scoring defense in the league's history.
Right.
But you're a Bucks fan.
I've been a Bucks fan my entire life. I want the Bucks to win.
Yeah. And I almost called you on bullshit a few episodes ago when you're like, well, we drafted him. I don't know how I'm going to feel. Of course you're going to get excited about the Bucks. It's what you do.
Yeah, it's what I do.
So... Patrick Sharp fans out there.
Patrick Kane,
sorry, not Patrick Sharp, because anyway.
Patrick Sharp is a different guy.
Kane fans out there. You really want to stick by this guy, or are you Chicago Blackhawks fans? Because that's the question. I was a big fan of Aqib Talib being on this team. I was a big fan of Ryan Malone when he was with the Lightning.
Being on the Lightning.
But these guys did questionable things that got them either kicked off or in the bad eye of the team or of the league. And Ryan Malone's not in the league anymore. And I was a huge fan of Ryan Malone and the Lightning. I liked him on the Lightning.
Bugsy.
But he's gone. I'm still a fan of the Tampa Bay Lightning. I want them to win, not him. So Chicago fans out there that want Kane to be on the team, absolutely, that's great. But you need to make the connection that when he leaves, the Chicago Blackhawks aren't leaving Chicago. Even if he's one of their better players, you are a fan of the Chicago Blackhawks. Even if he got a raw deal, or if you feel he got misinterpreted or whatever, he is gone. You don't root for him anymore.
He's done for. You got to root for the name on the front of the jersey, not the name on the back.
Well put.
Yeah,
because he's looks like he's gonna go. Honestly,
really think so?
Yeah, because I don't see an organization as classy as Chicago putting up with the shit that he's giving them.
I don't see he's going. I think he's gonna be there.
Well, you got to think. I hope you're not looking at this like the NFL, because they don't have. They don't have that kind of dedication to a player that they do in the NFL.
I'm looking at it just kind of like as a player in general. You know, like MLB, NFL, whatever. That's how I'm looking at it.
Mm-hmm. Well, if this goes south, honestly, and this is my bold prediction for the episode.
Predict it.
If you see Patrick Kane traded, you had better be prepared for a guilty on his...
I don't want to see him traded. I don't want Blackhawks fans to have that excuse of saying, "Well, if we had Taves and Kane, we would have done better this year."
Coulda, shoulda, wouldas.
Yeah.
You know what? We could have won the Stanley Cup had St. Louis stayed with us.
Yeah. We could have won the Stanley Cup had Tyler Johnson have not had a fucking broken wrist.
Yeah.
We could have won the Stanley Cup
if
had
Bishop yet not been hurt in play, not played every single game. It's
yeah.
Coulda, shoulda, woulda, guys. And you know what? The Blackhawk fans got the ultimate coulda, shoulda, woulda because they did.
Yeah.
And if next season prevails or proves that Kane's not there, oh well.
Oh well.
You root for your team, not the player.
Yeah, I thought of that as well. Like if should Patrick Kane not be there, then that's just a thing that happened to your team, and you have to overcome that.
Deal with it.
Deal with it. Okay, cool. Right. Let's switch to baseball in this last few minutes of the podcast. I think it is time that we ask, do the Rays suck?
No.
You're right, Zach?
No, I don't.
Really?
I was gonna say, we won three in a row.
Three in a row? Yeah, but okay. Wait, did we win three in a row, Nick?
Well, yeah.
Did we?
If we win tonight, it's four in a row.
Okay, hold on.
So, yes, we did. You're so checked out. You're ready for football, aren't you?
I'm ready to fucking get it. Yeah, I'm ready to get the fuck out of here. I'm ready for football. Tampa Bay Rays.
This is what happens when you live so close to the stadium. But the team's not good.
Oh, 6-6, bottom of the 10th.
Oh,
shit's happening.
But yeah, we know we won three in a row right there.
Oh, you're right. Royals, Orioles, Orioles, and Orioles.
Well, we recorded last Tuesday.
Yeah, we did.
So, as of right now.
Fuck.
Since you last heard this show.
Oh, you're right.
We.
Oh, fuck me.
We beat the Twins 5-4.
We don't suck.
On Thursday. And we went to Kansas City Friday, the 28th. We lost the close one. We lost 3-2. Night after, on Saturday, we lost 6-3. And we closed out the rubber game on that series against Kansas City. And we won 3-2.
Wow.
So. Leading into the Baltimore series, where we've won every game so far, we're in a nail biter right now in the bottom of the 10th. So I can't say we suck. We have a winning record.
30 games left, Nick.
30 games left.
And we're at 500.
We are. Well, if we win tonight, we're above it. We lose, we're below it.
So can we do it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But will we? Can we? Absolutely. Will we, though?
You know what?
We have Matt Moore replacing Nathan Carnes in our lineup.
Why?
Great question.
Why is that happening? Why would you replace a Nate Carnes? That makes no sense to me.
It's so funny because I can remember 5 episodes ago you were questioning why Nate Carnes is even in the majors.
No, that was Mr. Jonathan.
Yeah, but you agreed with him.
Okay, fuck you. Fuck you. Yeah, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Yeah, it replaces Nathan Carr's rotation. I don't know. I don't fucking know, man. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but hey, I haven't paid a lot of attention to the Rays. We're not an analytics podcast, we're a reaction podcast. So,
well, reactionary. We don't suck.
Because no, I would say that we don't suck. I'd have to agree with you.
By straight numbers, we're 4-2.
Yeah.
And if we win tonight, we're 5-2. And if we lose, we're still 5-3. So by the word of the bay metric, we don't suck.
Listen, I would have liked to have gone a little bit longer on the Rays, but hey, you know what? It is what it is. Fuck it. We didn't have a lot of time.
And we don't suck.
We don't suck. That's what I'm going to put it. I'm going to put it as we don't suck. Let's, right? Yeah. Ow!
No, you suck. you motherfucker.
Yeah, okay, we will. All right. Let's get out of here.
So anything else we want to cover before we head out?
Yeah. Akeem Spence is on the pup list. Michael Kanin, I hope you get a great job, and I hope you coffin corner us every time you play us, because Michael Kanin seems like a good guy.
Yeah. I agree with that, but so did Connor Barth, and we kicked the shit out of him to the curb.
Yeah. Jerome McCoy, best defensive tackle in the league, arguably.
Covered that.
Go fuck yourself, Ndamukong Suh. RG3, you're done. Steven Stamkos, you stay the fuck away from him, Blue Jays. You stay the fuck away from him. Matt Cassel, fuck him. RG3, fuck him. Matt Moore, good for you. You're my neighbor. I wish you the best.
Yes, be neighborly.
I wish you the best. Okay.
She just kind of ate his microphone there.
Sorry. That's all I got.
I've got a few more.
Okay.
So if you go to www.sharkdropper.com, you can find the rest of our wonderful podcast there. We have a few fictional podcasts. We have a few non-fictional podcasts. There's something there for your tastes. But while you're there, go to Patreon. Donate a dollar. Doesn't take much. $12 a year helps us with the helps us produce content, and it makes us responsible. It also shows that you have a lot of faith in us. While you're doing productive things for Shark Dropper, go to iTunes, rate and review us. Trust me, it might take 90 seconds of your day, but it means 90,000 things that we appreciate, because rates and reviews are how we get graded. Let's circle back to the Amazon link on our website. If you have any Amazon shopping to do, visit sharkdropper.com first. There's a link. You can go to Amazon through that, do your normal shopping. Doesn't cost you any extra, but it gives us a little bit of a cut of whatever you purchase. So if you feel like we deserve any bit of extra free money that you have, go there, do that.
I like that.
That's about all I've got.
That's all I got. Take us home, Nick.
You can find Kyle at
Kyle, KYLEWOTB on Twitters.
You can find me at Inkman, WOTB on Twitter. The official Word of the Bay Twitter. What was our official account? What's it called?
WOTB Podcast.
All right. So anything and everything we fucked up on this show, which granted, we know we have a few errors.
Oh, a lot of errors.
Tweet us. Correct us. Let us know you're listening.
Tweet us, bitch.
We'll tweet back at you. I promise. You'll get a follow out of this.
Yeah, of course.
So, Kyle, it doesn't feel right if I take us out, so just do it.
All right. That was Word of the Day for this week. My name is Kyle.
My name is Nick.
And we will, of course, see you next week.
Bye.
T-minus 5 seconds till shark drop. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Drop the shark! Go! Go! Go!
This podcast is a Shark Dropper Studios production.